You are listening to the Horse Lover Stories, the audio who talks about what riders share with their horse. I am Marie Sand, a portrait artist, and I translate what people feel for their horse into an emotion portrait. Behind every painting, there is a very inspiring story. I met with Lida Pett, who talks about Annette, her first horse, when she was a teenager.
My horse was interested and always used to jumping and going around, running and racing around the orchard.
Lida explains how a very unexpected event made her the winner of a dressage competition.
So in order to enter the competition as a jumper, I first have to achieve 1 point, or I think 1 or 2 points in dressage. And this was what I remember. It was always racing around the whole field. I could not even stay in between those signposts. And my parents were like, oh my God, you know, is this dangerous? It was not dangerous, but she would not behave until one day. And I remember this. It was raining the whole day and they almost canceled the competition. I was the last one in the, there was like, you know, in my ring. There was like 20 horses or ponies before me. I was like number 21. They almost canceled it because the whole field was, you know, it was like mud up to the knees. My Annette was walking like a Spanish, like a Lipizzaner or an Andalusian. Because it was mud, she had to lift her legs so high, and she was like dancing. I had the first place, and I had like 3 points, and I could go jumping. I remember that day. It was so fantastic.
In other words, mud saved Lida. But I was curious to know more about what really happened.
It took me 2 years to get there. And, you know, I think that was the thing. If you know for sure that it's possible, then you just have to keep working and it will happen. You know, that I think would be my lesson.
So it's basically you learn with her to both believe in yourself, focus, and be persistent.
And be persistent, yeah. And then, you know, it would happen. I knew that.
Okay. Mud, persistence, believing in yourself, all those reasons sounded great. But strangely enough, we were continuing the discussion as if something was missing.
I don't know what it was, yeah. In the end, because after this rain thing, I thought, oh, you know, what's next? No, after that, it was fine. We got the 1 point after the other point. We carried on, you know. I didn't just go jumping. We even continued all the dressage all the way to the, not entirely to the top, but, you know, we got really far.
Without even knowing it, we were slowly getting there. We were about to discover why we love horses so much.
From after this, I just learned that, you know, non-verbal and non, you know, obvious communication, like physical communication, is very, very important, right?
That's it. She said it. It's all about communication and, more importantly, about non-verbal communication.
And that's, I can only find it with horses. And I don't really know how to express it. You know, I sit on a horse and my smile comes up. Dance that you do together because you get the communication right. It's one of the biggest things ever. Yeah.
If you want more stories or yourself have a story to share, go to mariesand.com/contact and sign up for the newsletter. Talk to you soon.